Because we are actually spiritual, biological, but our present civilization is going on the concept of this God, that I am this God. And therefore, I am thinking, I am Indian, you are thinking, I am American, somebody is thinking, something else. This is our body. It's like I give you an example. Because we have got these 12 cores. I don't know that this is the 12 cores. Similarly, but we are actually being addressed like that. We are identified with this body. And body is considered as the dress. And the person who is dressed, that is within. Dehin asin jatha dehi, kumara yungma nangara, jatha dehantram jati dhira sasana. That's right, this guy, this is a dress. Now after some days, this dress will be changed, janagat. After some time, another dress. Another thing, the body is dress, you should always say. But the person who is putting on the dress, that's why I can remember my childhood state, dress, and condition, my youthful condition. So many things I remember. So only the body has changed. Either you say it has grown or changed. I am the same. The conclusion should be that after giving up this dress, tatha dehantram prasthi, I must have another body. This is the proof of immortality of the soul and transmigration from one body to another. Now, there are 8,400,000 of different dresses. There are 900,000 dresses within the water. Then plants and trees. Then insects. Then birds. This is evolution of different dresses. The spirit soul is passing through different dresses.
Oh, human and the
earth. Spirit soul individual. Is passing through evolutionary process. Evolutionary process means as it is desired, nature is supplying the particular type of body.
That's very interesting. I believe in the transmigration of the soul.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
It is a practice that this guy is transmigrating from one kind of body to another body. So, in the same way, when I give up this body, I transmigrate to another body. This is the time. Unfortunately, there is no university, no education, no culture of this great time. Therefore, according to Bhagavatam, the knowledge is important. The knowledge is imparting to the university. They are not perfect knowledge. And this human form of body is the opportunity to understand the position of the soul and how it is transmigrating from one body to another, what is happening next in this way. This human form of body, we can understand this science of soul. Unfortunately, no education is there to understand this stuff. So, in other words, it may be taken that the modern civilization is killing the prerogative of the human being. He has got a chance to understand himself and to stop stop this education of birth and death, he can remain in spiritual form, in spiritual kingdom, or with God, but these things are unknown to us, because there is no discussion in any register, any institution of law. Although the Vedic literature gives us ample information of this. The Bhagavad Gita, that is a preliminary study of all Vedic literature. Well, there is no chance for the people to understand. This is a defect of the modern civilization. Therefore, it is necessary. And actually, because there is no sufficient knowledge of the position, I see the American boys and girls, although they are coming out very rich and respectable family, they are turning to hit in spite of your arrangement for very big universities. They are becoming successful. They are no longer satisfied to lead materially opulent like their fathers and grandfathers. In other countries, also the same symptoms are there. Just like in India, the nationalists. So, that is another form of confusion. In your country, the confusion state is a different type, another type is another confusion. In China also, there is another type of confusion. In Russia also, there is another type of confusion. So, the present position of the human society is very dangerous. Because everyone is feeling dissatisfaction and confusion.
Are you able to make any progress? Or have you any representation, for instance, in Russia?
Russia, last time when I went to Europe, I visited Russia. I was invited by one of the apostles. He's in charge of the Indological Department. Russia has got very good respect for Indian culture.
Do you have many Indian followers, many Indian followers as well as Bonds?
Yes, it's supposed that so far as Indian concerned, everyone except Krishna is a good thing for as well.
May I ask the significance of the marking?
Yes, this is the time we have Krishna, the world of Krishna.
You all have. Yes.
And the bag, is that?
That is our chanting.
Oh.
We are chanting always the holy name of Krishna. It has got special significance. Because Krishna is absolute. There is no difference between him and his name. Here, it says, the meek subject and the meek name is different. If I want to take meek, simply if I want chanting meek and meek, and that is not satisfied. I must have the substance meek. But in the spiritual world, the absolute has no differentiation between his name, between his quality, form, and today, they are the same. So the chanting of holy name means we are directly associating with Krishna. Directly associating with Krishna.
it's a constant reminder to yourself of the...
My unit has the goodness. That is it.
Well, that's... I'm very much impressed with the sincerity of these remarks.
As soon as I don't understand this time, give me that, but can you...
The one thing that impresses us and causes us to be sincere is that we recognize Krishna consciousness not on a sentimental level, but philosophically. And because it's very practical, it's not only the philosophy is there, but also the practice of the philosophy. So we realize the results of the philosophy, actually, in our lives. So this convinces us, absolutely, because the philosophy works. There's no flaw.
John Sundar had a scholarship to Greek college for philosophy, and he was studying philosophical sciences, but he could not apply it. This was the reason for his frustration. Now we found something we can apply in our practical everyday life, and not only ourselves, but the people who are having families in the United States, etc. We wanted to apply a philosophy, and that's the strength.
I sort of forgot, I don't know how to ask you. Where are you joining the movement?
In California.
In California.
Los Angeles, California. I met the devotee here about 3 years ago. And I've been with us.
You are in the Navy.
Oh, he was in the Navy.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
We've got a lot of Vietnam veterans too showing up. One boy in London. He was on his way back from Vietnam. He was completely shattered. He found refuge in Krishna consciousness. He was a machine gunner. We've been living in London last.
But here you're all living in the Delhi area, but you're going down to what's the name of that place south here?
Vrindavan?
Yeah.
You went.
Oh, you went.
Oh. Yeah. He was inquiring about our Vrindavan trip.
Oh, okay.
That's where Krishna was born.
Oh. 90 miles south of here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada spoke to the Russians that the principle, our philosophy is the same. It has service. You are serving Lenin, and we are serving Krishna. So by expounding upon this philosophy, then what we see that it's more intelligent to put his service towards God than one man. Like that. So
That everyone is serving somebody supreme.
Yes.
Nobody can say that I'm not serving anything. It is possible.
Well, you're serving God.
I'm serving, you're serving your faith.
Yes.
Everyone is serving. Nobody can say that I'm not serving anyone. It is not possible.
But we serve God first.
God or anything, we have to serve.
Yeah.
That is our constitutional position. It's like eating and drinking. You may eat something, I may eat something, but eating is a sin thing. You cannot say that I don't eat. That is not possible. Eating, sleeping, making, defending, these are the bodily necessities. Similarly, the soul's necessity is to serve someone. Either you serve your country, or your society, or your family, or your community, or at least if you have nothing to serve, then keep a dog and pet.
A dog.
Therefore, the conclusion is that I have to start. This is our position. Do you admit?
Yes.
No one can say that I don't have. That's not true. That being our constitutional position, then, just like my finger, it is done, honest. Sometimes being like that, sometimes being like that, sometimes being like that. The stainless business is to step as part and parcel of my body. The stainless business is to step the whole form. Similarly, we are part and parcel of God. Therefore, our essential business is to step God. As you find this argument, you refuse this argument.
You serve and you share.
Huh?
You serve
yes.
And you share.
Yes. But that's like this link. The hand helps me, brings it here and drink. And as soon as I drunk, the benefit is shared by all the parts of us. Is it not? You do not require to touch the milk with the finger, then with your toes, with your butt. No. Simply put the key of milk within, and every part has quality satisfied. Just like you pour water to the root of the tree, the energy immediately, I would say distributed, to the leaves, to the trees, to the flowers, to the fruits, everywhere. Immediately. Similarly, there must be something which is the root of everything. That is God. The Vedanta philosophy says, God means the origin, the source of everything. That is God. Now we can imagine how that soul should be. That is also explained. But God, or the absolute truth, is there, is the original source of faith.
Are you acquainted with Swami Ranganathan
and you have met him? I'm not very much acquainted with him, but sometimes I met him.
He was in here, and I asked him the his definition of God.
Yes.
And he described, he thought a minute, he said, well, I would say God is the thread which links one good person to another. I thought that was an interesting definition.
Huh?
I thought that was a very interesting definition.
No, that is taken in the Bhagavad Gita. To bring money to mind. It's that. We have got one necklace. It is a woman in a tray. So all the pearls are resting on that tray. There is no question of good or bad. Everything is resting in God. There is no question of good and bad. Not that all good necklaces are rest on that tray. Whatever we see, it is our experience. Everything is resting on God. There is another person in Bhagavad Gita. Maya Tadamidam Sarvam Jagat of Bhaktam Bhuti. In the impersonal form, I am spread all of that good. Manifestation, personal manifestation, and everything is resting on me, but it's not necessarily I am in any. That is the statement of God. The definition of God, first of all, if you take this definition as the root of everything, as the source of everything, I would like, it is the definition given by the Vedanta Sutra. Janmadasya Gataha, the origin of birth, or humanitas, of health. Then you take anything and find out where is the original cause. Then you come to God. Take anything of this service. Yourself, your body. Everything is there. If you go on searching, where is the origin? Then come to God. There is a perfect definition of thought. Then master to the thought. The origin of soul of things. What do you think?
I'm very impressed.
Yes. This is the right. Another definition. God is all at rest. Now, if you try to understand what is this attractive, it's like your American country is very opulent, very attractive. If a man is very rich in the society, he is attractive. Then, if a man is very strong, then he is attractive. If a man is very famous, he is attractive. If a man or woman, if a man is very beautiful, he is attractive. If a man is a renowned scholar, he is attractive. If a man is very wise, he is attractive. These six features are attractive features. Now, these attractive features, every one of us has to some extent. That's why you are ambassador. Representative, you are here. So you are attractive. So these attractiveness, you have God. Sometimes I have also God. Somebody comes to me, let me see. So, this attractiveness, everyone possesses. But God means who has got all the attractiveness in full. That is God. You may be very rich, but you cannot say that I am the richest person in the world. That is not true. But God can say, I am the richest person in the whole creation. Bhoktaram jatpatamasam sarvaloka mahattamam. He says, I am the proprietor of everything. Just like in America, before the Europeans migrated to America, the land was there. It belongs to somebody. Now you are saying, you are prophet. Say that after 500 years or something, somebody makes. The land is there. We come here for the time being and say, it is my problem. But actually, who is the prophet? Actually, God is the prophet. Therefore, anything produced out of the land, that is also property of God. Just like if you have got a gold mine in your country, the India is not gold, the claim that it is my property, it is your property. Because it is produced in your land. See, it is whole land, whole star, whole air, whole light. Everything belongs to God, then where is your profession? It is today, Bhumi Rapanalo Bhai Hangbuddhi Manarosa. Now, nobody can say, the sky is my property. But there must be some proprietor of this car. What is it? If everything has got a proprietor, everything is made of these five elements. Sky, water, air, earth. But mind, intelligence, ego, think they change. But Krishna says that they are my energy. The things which are made by Krishna's energy, how we can place use of it? Suppose the carpenter comes, you give him money to prepare some chair. The money is your energy. Now when the chair is prepared, he cannot claim that I have prepared this chair, it is my problem. No. It has been made with my energy, therefore it's my problem. So if you make an analysis of this whole cosmic situation, you'll find that everything is made out of the energy of God. Then how you can say that I am prepared? This is thought. This is called Maya. Just like we have seen in Calcutta, when there was during the transition stage, British has been on. There was a great Hindu Muslim rise. Now the fourth Hindu then was made. And they died after that, they lying five separate bodies. No more Hindu and Muslim. It is simply lump of matter. But because they got a type of body, a type of mental situation, consciousness, they fought with one another and died after death, and no more claiming Hindu and Muslim. This is Kalikiris. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this, I am that. These are all designations. Really, what I am pure soul, part and parcel of soul. That is my life. So people should be taught this time. As soon as one understands his constitutional position, his actual situation, then, no, I am not saying that you are studying so hard. Under some misguided people.
Is there a movement to get this philosophy or science propagated in the colleges?
Yes, that's right. But we have no patronization. So whatever I have done, single-handed, and this was helpful. I did not get any help either from my mother or your Lord. But it is such a great fact, such a great philosophy.
They're starting to appreciate it. Many of the universities, we have a course in
America.
You
do have
a course.
Yes, Berkeley, Southern California.
We have
books.
Yeah.
I brought one book for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's called books. It doesn't have books like that.
Under another name.
Here is another book.
Now I know why I feel at one with nature. Because I love the land very much too. And the land belongs to God. That's why I feel at one with the land.
So, right. All lands belong to God.
Yes.
Why do you feel particularly?
Yes.
She works
I
the land.
I feel at one.
That's
with,
God.
I feel an affinity to the land, to nature. I feel a close affinity to the land. To God.
Isn't that a lovely book, His Divine Grace?
Painting.
Yeah, I saw it during the painting. Love it.
Okay.
Now, your Divine Grace, when did you from boyhood do this movement, or?
Yes, my father was a great devotee.
I see.
Yes. So, from the very childhood, I was then.
I see.
Then, it was very much adjusted after meeting my spiritual master. But the idea was impregnated, and I was trained up from my child. Mm-hmm. That was a great opportunity that I got a very good. I have dedicated this book to my father.
Oh,
yes.
To my father.
Yes,
I see.
We met Prabhupada's sister in Calcutta. She's also a great devotee.
Oh, really?
And she was lamenting that she has eight sons, but none of them are devotees. And her brother has so many hundreds of sons, real sons.
Oh.
Who is this?
The sister of material sister.
Oh, yes?
Material sister.
Oh.
This is my God sister.
She's also a devotee.
Devotee, but none of her children.
No, she has got eight children.
No, but I mean, they are not devotees.
Yes. Not so much.
And the father of one of our godbrothers from America, Mr. Teton, he's from Chicago, he was there with Giriraj. And she was saying to him, his sister was saying to him, you are so fortunate that your son is a devotee. He's a very wealthy attorney in Chicago, and his only son is a devotee. But he is somewhat, from a material point of view, he was somewhat confused. But she said, you should be very happy that your son is a devotee. I have eight sons. They are not like your son.
You must give us. He tells us that. Oh, yes, I remember. Yes, he told me. That's right. Now, he has a wife here. Oh, he's not married.
No.
But your wife is here?
Yes.
It's a lovely little girl. And so well behaved.
Yeah.
She must have already had a part of the Krishna consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Our little girl at that age don't behave so well usually. She's so quiet and sweet.
Her only education has been from Prabhupada completely. She doesn't know anything but Krishna.
How old is she?
Three.
But she doesn't tell me her name.
It's a bad education.
Why don't you
chant? Could you chant?
Oh, yes. Tell us the Prabhu. Dance
it.
Yes. Come on, tell us. Hare Krishna. Come on.
Say Radha Krishna.
Yes.
Good job. Something like all two.
He dances very nice.
Yes.
Chants very nice. And very rhythmically.
Really?
Yeah.
One thing that has so much gone into our hearts is the fact that this philosophy and this way of life is eternal and non-sectarian. It applies to all people of all different races.
That is my ages experience, you see. Our priest is proud everywhere and everywhere doesn't see.
That's a philosophy that Mother Ann here believes in. All religions are
what's the what? Your father said, what do you mean by religion? What do you mean by religion?
By religion. Well, I'm more of an eclectic. I believe in the best of all religions. I believe in the best of all religions.
What is that?
He asked what you mean by religion. You mean an organized...
No, I don't mean anything organized.
No.
What?
I tell the principle of religion. What is the principle of religion?
Well, I think it comes from within. Inside. I think we are at one with God. And I am a reflection of God. I am an idea of God. That's what I believe.
Yes, that is very nice. Idea of God means whatever you have got, the God has got the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
It means to say like that.
Mm-hmm.
As you are a sample of God.
Yeah.
A small sample of God. It's like you take a drop of ocean water and taste it. Then you can understand it and get to the whole ocean and start. Similarly, if you analyze your characteristics, then the same characteristics is there in God. Let's say you want to love somebody. Therefore, it can be concluded that God has got the capacity to love.
Yes, God is love.
Yes. Not only God is love.
Spirit?
Yes. Krishna means love.
Yes.
When you want to love somebody, and somebody wants to love you, the both of us must be person.
Both must be?
Person.
Mm-hmm.
You don't love the air. You love your husband. He's a person. And he loves you. You are a person. Therefore, God must be person. This country. Because I am person. I am the temple of God. So God must be person. What do you say? Without God being person, how we can reciprocate love?
Your divine grace, I'm sorry, but I have an ambassador waiting and I have to move from the sublime to the mundane. I'd like to continue this. He has this appointment, and I have to. But I appreciate very much your coming in.
Now, I'm also coming to the mundane point of view. The next time, when I go return back to U.S., I wish to see the president. He can help.
Well, I can write a letter, but don't let me discourage you, but let me tell you that I've had at least a dozen religious leaders from India request the same thing, and none of them have gotten to see the president.
Of course. But the one thing is...
But I'll be glad to try to help.
The thing is certainly important, philosophy, important movement, is going unnoticed. You are busy to help the whole world so that peace may come, people may be happy. But instead of being happy, your country may become a city.
That's right.
So there is some defect. And here is a chance to rectify that defect. Here is a chance. I shall argue with any scientist, any philosopher. But this is the only remedy to save people from frustration. It's the only remedy. Why it should go unnoticed by your country? That's a great willing to help others, willing to help. You started the United Nations in your country. What that does? Let us do something tangible, scientific, to keep you happy.
Well, I think this young man says, it's very encouraging that some of this is now being slowly inculcated in our colleges and universities.
Yes, of all the movements, religious movements from India that have gone there, this one has shown the most potency of all, by far.
Yes.
There's been nothing like this movement ever before in the world. And its potency proves the philosophy. Something is potent, it automatically grows.
Of course, we want also to be encouraged by our brothers and friends.
Yes, oh, that's right. And I'm so grateful to you for that lovely book. That's a beautiful book.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it out here on my table. Maybe I'll... Then, you know, I had a young man here that was having trouble with extended visa, and the government said to him, what are you here for? He said, I'm here to find myself. they said when they were in last time, you should have sent him to us, which I would do again.
Sure.
Because it's...
And that's if you will become happy.
Will become happy, yes.
Well, your divine, thank you very much for stopping to see us. Very nice of you. And nice to see you.
Thank you.
How to get in my regards to your wife. I just
say goodbye to the Today we received a telegram, Macmillan Company has just agreed to send Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita.
Oh, really?
35,000 copies.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Yeah, that's over there.
He used to be the attorney for the Macmillan.
Yes, really? He is. He is my headquarters.
This guy, see, in Los Angeles.
Yes. Oh, good. Fine.
That is my place, I guess.
Just received today.
Macmillan enthusiastic commitment letter sent to you. 30,000 paper, 10,000 hearts.
Excellent.
40,000.
40,000. That's wonderful.
That's great. Good.
And it's a fine company.
That's right.
It's very good.
Ambassador Keating was the attorney for the festival.
Oh, yes. So I think it's very nice to see you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your calling.